Yeah, beautiful songs, huh? Well, God bless you all in the wonderful, powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It's the first Monday of 2025. How about it? Tonight, I've entitled the sharing "New Year, New Me, 2025 Edition," for lack of a better title. And as most of us are aware, this time of year brings great promise. Most of the time, promises are made to do simple life changes such as exercising more, eating better, and improving sleep habits. You get the picture. A new year causes folks all over the place to think about all sorts of things, mostly relating to their health. And that's not a bad idea. The gyms are packed at the moment, but just you wait. In about 6 weeks, they'll go back to being how they normally are, close to empty. I know I've told myself that I need to exercise more in some capacity, and I'm proud to say that so far it's been a success. I've walked a total of 3 miles each morning since January 1st. And during these times of solitude, it's been quite the experience spending time with the Father and just sharing things that have been weighing on my heart about different circumstances, as well as praying for all of the other saints that need deliverance, which we've been talking about throughout the last month of December. And that's a topic we'll return to in a couple of weeks. But I wanted to share tonight on the need and maybe our desire to recommit to exercising our spiritual strength. And as we step into 2025, we find ourselves with a unique opportunity for reflection and renewal. The new year brings hope, and it stirs within us a desire to become better versions of ourselves. But as Christians, or born-again ones, we know that true transformation doesn't come from resolutions alone, but it comes from a deeper work, the work that God Himself is doing in us, a work that makes us new in Christ. So we're going to start here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new." This verse challenges us to embrace the reality of becoming a new person, and not by our own strength or willpower, but through the power of that incorruptible seed, the Holy Spirit that dwells within each and every one of us. In 2025, God wants to make us new, inside and out. So let's explore how we can live into the new me that God desires. And the first step in becoming this new person that God has designed us to be is to understand our identity in Christ, a topic that is of the utmost importance. Because the world often tells us to define ourselves by our own accomplishments, our failures, our past experiences, or even the expectations of others. But when we place our faith in the Heavenly Father, we are reminded of that identity that is rooted in Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22, "That you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." This section of scriptures emphasizes the need to put off the old, our old habits, our old way of thinking, and our old patterns, and put on the new self that is formed in the likeness of Christ. Because we are called to walk in the new identity that we received when we confessed Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And that means letting go of the old labels that the world has placed on us, labels like failure, unworthy, broken, hopeless. The list goes on and on. And embracing the truth of who we are in Christ. Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, verse 4 says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even we also should walk in newness of life. Now, the newness of life is not just a future promise, but a present reality. Because when we were baptized into Christ, we were buried with him and raised to walk in this newness of life. Living a new life means walking hand in hand with our Lord and Savior, allowing the presence of the Father to guide us, transform our hearts. It means making choices that reflect our identity in Christ. And it's about living out our faith in tangible ways, choosing things like love, patience, humility, and forgiveness. So in 2025, let's commit to walking in the newness of life each day. And this may look like being more intentional with our time, spending it in prayer, worship, serving others. It may mean stepping out in faith to make changes in areas of our life that need healing. Whatever that looks like, walking in newness of life requires us to allow God to lead us into new ways of thinking, living, and loving. Okay, we're in Romans here, chapter 12. Romans 12, 2. You know this verse, you can recite it, doing whatever. Romans 12, 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, a significant part of becoming a new me, so to speak, is the transformation of your mind. Because our thoughts will shape our actions and influence the way that we view ourselves, others, and the circumstances around us. Because if we want to live like Christ and how God has made us to be, we have to allow the truth of the Word to renew our minds. The renewing of our minds takes place when we meditate on scriptures, when we focus on God's truth, and when we allow that Spirit of Christ within to expose areas of our thinking that need to be aligned with God's Word. And for many of us, this might mean replacing negative thought patterns with the truth of who we are in Christ. It might mean rejecting the lies that tell us that we are not good enough or that God cannot use us because of our past mistakes. Those are all things that need to be replaced. So in 2025, let's commit to renewing our minds and allow the Word to shape our thinking. And as we do, we will begin to see transformation in every aspect of life. And you know what? Becoming a new and improved version of ourselves is not just for our own benefit, but for the benefit of others. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God has a purpose for each of us, and part of our transformation is recognizing that our new life is meant to serve others. I mean, you think about it. God has gifted you with unique talents, passions, and opportunities to make a difference in this life. Because as we step into this newness of life, we are called to serve, to share the hope of Christ with others, to embrace the purpose that God has prepared for us and commit to living our lives in service to others, knowing that every act of kindness, every word of encouragement, and every moment of obedience brings glory to the Father. As we step into 2025, this new year, we stand on the threshold of a new season. And God is inviting each of us to embrace this new and improved version of ourselves that we continually work to achieve. So this year, let's allow the Christ in us to transform our hearts, renew our minds, and empower us to live out our identity in Christ. The old has gone, the new is here, okay? Because together we can live out the purpose that God has for us, okay? So, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to be your sons and daughters, Father, to be part of your family. So as this year unfolds, please help us to remain steadfast and focused on the journey ahead, whatever that may be. So I pray for these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.